الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد For the past two majlises we have been discussing niyat and intention and more specifically related to the Quran Majeed. However, inshallah we will continue with this topic as well and complete what we were discussing. But sometimes certain things Allah Ta'ala puts to mind, and it is appropriate then at that time to discuss what Allah Ta'ala puts in the mind and heart. And I remember on many occasions my Shaykh Hazrat Mawla Yunus Sahib Rahimahullah Ta'ala, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant him the highest of ranks, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh used to come and sit on the chair ready to give the advice and to share his pearls of wisdom and nasihat. And many times we heard from Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh that I make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala must inspire me, must put into my heart that which is beneficial for the audience, that which is beneficial for those who have come to connect themselves to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And really, for those of us, even as we are seated here, who have made some attempt to come here and to sit here, to attend this program, to attend this majlis, if we ask ourselves that what is the purpose, what is the maqsad, why have we left whatever we had been engaged in? Some of us may have traveled for a good distance to be present here. What is it that brings us here? It is nothing else but the desire to be connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is nothing else but to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in our hearts. It is nothing else but to get ourselves the closeness to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ishq of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the purpose and the maqsad of our attendance here. And if we go a little beyond that, how does one achieve that? Generally, we know when we want to get the closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when a person has distanced himself from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for whatever reason, human weakness, everyone suffers human weakness. And due to that, we err, we make mistakes, we abuse the Allah given ni'mat, the eyes that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with, the ears that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with, the beautiful tongue which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with, and our limbs, the hands and feet that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has blessed us with. These sometimes become a means for the displeasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The very eyes which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us, we use these eyes, or sometimes these eyes become a means for us to engage in the evil action of zina, because that is where it starts from. The eyes have seen something evil, the eyes have seen something that Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made haram upon us. And when a person doesn't stop there. The next thing that happens is that the tongue gives it the support, and eventually a person gets involved in an evil action. But whatever and however it may be, that is why my Shaykh Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention these ash'ar. Allah Ta'ala knows best. There was something else that had been coming to mind, but as I mentioned sometimes, you know, my Shaykh Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, so many things that are coming to mind at the same time now. And why I said that, I'm recalling something else once again. In the last of the jalsas that my Shaykh Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi attended, the jalsa, the final graduation jalsa of the madrasa, two famous madaris in our country, Darul Uloom Azadville and the Darul Uloom of Madrasa Zakaria. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had been invited for many years to attend the Darul Uloom Azadville's jalsa, but Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, in his humility, always declined and always refused. And Allah Ta'ala willed it such that it was the last Ramadan Mubarak before which Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali left this world. For that jalsa, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali accepted the invitation that was in Darul Uloom Azadville. And in their program, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was given the main program on Saturday evening, in which, you know, it's the important program and there were many visitors and whatnot. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali spoke there. And then in Madrasa Zakaria, the main jalsa was the Bukhari Sharif Khatam, the graduation, and the dastarbandi where the turbans were tied on the heads of the of those that were qualifying, the qualifying ulama. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, in the presence of huge gathering, there were many guests that were there also, and some from the Muslim countries that were present as well. So I remember very, very clearly Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, when he just started his talk, and when he just started his nasihat, he just went a little into whatever he was mentioning, and suddenly Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that there's so many things that are coming to my mind right now that I don't know what to speak, I don't know which route to take. Now these were those people that were inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned something which I feel is very, very appropriate for the situation as we are in right now. And that is because of the speaker's weakness. Our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali and his like, those people who had or who have the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burning in their hearts, and who have been the means for many to attach themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can say, or they could say, that it is inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires them and then they speak. And I think we've mentioned it in the past as well, that sometimes it has been the experience of many that when they went into the company of these type of mashayikh, these ahlullah, these people who had and who have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, burning in their hearts. And as our Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to recite those ash'ar sometimes with regards these type of hearts, that what type of hearts these people had, that jis qalb ki aahon ne dil phook diye laakhon ke us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag lagi hogi, jis qalb ki aahon ne دل پھونک دیئے لاکھوں کے اس قلب میں یا اللہ کیا آگ لگی ہوگی. حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ used to recite this ashar with a lot of feeling. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali then used to give the meaning of this, that those hearts which have been the means of many other hearts getting light and nur and being connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, what fire of your love must be burning in those type of hearts. So those type of hearts, when they are inspired, it's understandable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires them that speak on this topic, or this is the need of the hour. And many a times our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali spoke on issues, and sometimes it was issues that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali had spoke on previously and many times. And sometimes Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to also mention that it is 120 times that I have given this example, but what must I do when Allah Ta'ala puts it in my heart? Then it is for somebody's benefit that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is inspiring me and putting it into my heart. Yes, we can say for those type of personalities and for those people that possess those type of hearts, it is inspiration from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for ones like myself, who's filled with filth and nothing else but filth, whose heart is devoid of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that does not exist in my dictionary. So where can we talk, or where can we say, or where can we claim that this is an inspiration from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala side? Yes, but we can say this, but also another example of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. When Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that when people, and the example that Hazrat Abdullah Ali used to give of a child, that when the child cries, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let the mother's breast get filled with milk, which is risk for the child. But it is all dependent on the child crying. Until the child doesn't cry, it doesn't get the milk. Allah ta'ala doesn't get the milk come into the breast of the mother until the child cries. When the child cries, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transforms and changes the blood into milk and makes that a risk for the child. So the child has to cry. And when the child cries, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a means of risk and sustenance for the child. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention that sometimes there are people that come with such talab and such zeal to the majlis, that because of their talab and because of their sincerity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it into the heart of the speaker that speak on this topic or speak on that topic. Or sometimes the speaker has some topic and some subject in his mind, but suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts such type of topic in his mind that is totally different to what he had planned and what he had thought of. And this is because of the sincerity with which those that attend these type of programs. And sometimes it is just one person, sometimes he comes away. And that person has got the talab, and he has got that urge within him that he wants to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes it is true regret and remorse that the person, from the recesses of his heart, he feels what I have did is wrong. It is totally unacceptable. How could I displease such a kareem Allah? How could I displease such a loving, caring, compassionate Allah? That Allah who has given me my faculties, that Allah who has given me all my abilities, I displease such an Allah. He feels regret and remorse within him, and he wants to just change his life. Now that person comes away in front, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that cry, is that pain that this person has in his heart, and upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes decision of hidayat for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the road for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him the way. And sometimes there may be no one around him that can show him the way. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides and directs him. And sometimes we know that the clouds are sent to those people or to that area and to those districts where there's droughts. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, for such type of people who have that sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes arrangement for the awliya Allah, for the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to travel to those places and pass over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with. And then these people become the means of these ordinary people, of the sinners, joining themselves and once again connecting themselves to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's never a need for a person to lose hope in the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore my Shaykh al-Mawla Yunus rahmatullah alayhi, thumma rahmatullah alayhi, to mention these ashar.
Jo naakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi,
جو ناکام ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے، یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے، یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے، جو سو بار ٹوٹے تو سو بار جوڑے. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to recite his ashar and then give hope to those who may have lost their way for a little while and want to reconnect themselves to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Allah is a Kareem Allah. Our Allah is a Rahim Allah. Our Allah is a Ghafoor Allah. Most forgiving, most loving, most caring, most compassionate Allah. Imagine that Allah who we disobey and break His commands night and day. We go on breaking the commands of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any day, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprive us of air? This morning, I was just coming out of the home, Fajr time. And as I opened the door, a beautiful breeze welcomed me. And the coolness that one would experience from an aircon, which is not natural. We know that if a person just has to be in a place where there's a cool breeze, what type of freshness it brings into the person. I came into madrasa, and after Fajr normally we have a little zikr session. So, at that moment, the zikr for this morning was, zikr is basically remembrance of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered in different forms. So the zikr of this morning was this, that for once in our lives at least, do such an amal, such an action, that is solely for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I told the students that you have the doors open here. Before you go up to the boarding, inhale that cool breeze. And for once, just for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say Alhamdulillah from the bottom of your heart for this clean, pure, beautiful breeze and air that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you at this part of the morning. On the day of Qiyamah, you can say, oh my Allah, I have got nothing else but only one Alhamdulillah that I said from the bottom of my heart. Showing gratitude to that ni'mat of yours, ya Allah, that is the only thing that I have got. Who knows that can become a means of our salvation on the day of Qiyamah? Who doesn't know that incident where an evil woman gave a thirsty dog some water? An evil woman engaged all her life in zina and sin and disobedience of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of a woman she must have been? And in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how abhorred and how disliked she must have been. But just one creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a dog whose saliva is napak, if that has to touch our clothes, the clothes will become napak. And we are not even asked, or we are asked not to keep dogs with us. Of course, for hunting purposes and that it is different. And for security purposes, it may be different. But otherwise, as pets, we are not asked to keep. A dog is thirsty and she feeds or she gives this dog some water to drink. And that becomes a means of her najat and that becomes a means of her salvation. Allah Ta'ala forgives her on that. So one action, just one action, we've come here. Solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for nothing else. On the day of Qiyamah, we say, ya Allah, whether we benefited or we didn't benefit, the intention was, oh Allah, just so that I could get your ma'rifah, just so that I could come close to you, or just that I could make tawbah and ask Allah for His forgiveness, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh used to say that these majalis, he used to call these majalis, majalis of tawbah. Although we know that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to be made in these majalis, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so that many people, scores of people attended the majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah alayh. And because of the type of heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him, that was brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just saw the person's face and you would remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you saw the person's face, his face, this nur that was emanating from his face. What type of character Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. What type of heart he must have possessed that was brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many people came. Some just saw him and made tawbah. Some came to his majlises and heard a few talks of his and made sincere tawbah. Some just one majlis of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was sufficient to transform their entire lives. This was that ta'alluq that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that relationship that he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that muhabbat that he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was that heart that was burning with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was the cause of many other hearts getting that fire of the love of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts. So we make dua to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me, grant you, and grant all of us the muhabbat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us not lose hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how far we may have gone, jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, even life long, if we made an effort and we failed, we tried, we said that no, we will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that time when we made tawbah, we were sincere. And we said, Ya Allah, I am making tawbah, O Allah. I know what I have did is wrong. I have remorse in my heart. I have regret in my heart. O Allah, what I have did is wrong. I have displeased you, O my Allah. And jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, he made tawbah. And thereafter he got involved in the same sin again. And he made tawbah again, sincere tawbah, and he got involved again. And this continues, and it continues up to the time that he leaves this world. Umr bhar bhi bahar hal koshish to aashiq na chore. This person who is an aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has got the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burning in his heart, who can say that the sahaba ikram ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in were not aashiqs of Allah and his rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But do we not read in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of those incidents where a woman comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed zina and purify me. Wasn't she a sahabiya? She was a sahabiya. Human weakness, these things do happen. A sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes and does the same. This sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she comes and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends her back. She comes the second time and he sends her back. And for the third time eventually when she comes, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks for the shari'i had to be meted out upon her. And when that blood flows, or when it flies onto one of the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there's some comment that he makes, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then cautions them and says that do not pass any comment about this woman, because if her tawbah is given the form of a sheet, then it would cover the people of Madina Tayyiba, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. So my respected dear friends, my young friends, also those that sometimes have had some regret in their hearts with regards some weakness that we may have had or we may have in our lives, that we committed a guna, we're trying to move out of it, but we are just stuck in it, we just cannot come out of it, we are just not getting the courage and the himmah to come out of it. Do not lose hope. Continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep the right company. Do not lose hope. There is no need to go into a state of depression. A Muslim will never go into a state of depression. Because for a Muslim, he's got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him. And who is our Allah? You look at the sifat of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the qualities of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no need for us to lose hope in the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی, بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے. The condition is this, that do not leave the effort, continue with the effort. If you fail once, try again, and if you fail the second time, try again, until the whole life one has to try and fail until death comes in that. بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے, یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے. This rishta and this taalluq and this relationship of muhabbat that we have with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep it going. Jo so bar toote to so bar jore, if it has to break and snap 100 times, blend and put it together 100 times again. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the closeness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our major and minor faults. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a clean and pure life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں, مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں. Again the same thing. Oh Allah, you be my friend and I be your friend. یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا. یا اللہ, you become mine and I become yours. مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت, خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں. Oh Allah, if I have محبت, if I have love in my heart, it must only be for you, for nothing else and for nobody else. And if I have love for anybody else, it must be because you have instructed me, it is because of your order that I will have love for my parents, I will have love for my children, I will have love for my family members. That is because it is the order of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har dam dhikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun, sarshar rahun. Hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hushyar rahun. اب تو رہے بس داد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں. تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے, کوئی نہیں. اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, 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 لا الہ الا اللہ. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله یاد میں تیری سب کو بھولا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے او مائی اللہ مائی لو فور یو مسٹ بی آف سچ اے نیچر وی نو وٹ ہیپنس ان دا الیسٹ لو آف دس ورلڈ وین پیپل فال ان لو اور ایون ود پیپل اور ود تھنگس ود از اوور بزنسز ود از ود اوور ویکلز اوور بلانگنگز then the person's whole mind and heart is possessed by the love of whatever he has in mind. So here the Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Yaad mein teri sab ko bhula do. Oh my Allah, when I think of you, then there must be absolutely nothing else in my mind. Oh Allah, it must be you and you only. For one day, for one moment in our lives, tomorrow is a Jumu'ah. Any moment, even if it means for a second, for 2 or 3 seconds, try this. Take everything else out of our minds and our hearts. The time of Jumu'ah is excellent for that. The time between the 2 khutbahs is an excellent time for that. Everything else out, even for a few moments, for a few seconds, for 1 second, everything out of the heart. Only myself and my Allah. Yaad mein teri sab ko bhula doon, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par sab ghar bar luta doon, khanae dil abad rahe. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, gham se tere dil شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے سب خوشی کو آگ سے لگا دوں غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے میں شیخ حضرت مولانا یونس صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ I haven't heard from him directly but somebody has quoted him to have said towards the latter part of his life that although he has love for his family and everybody else, but the desire was there just to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The latter part of his life, although his muhabbat was there, but he didn't want to mention this to his family and to his group. But he said, now my heart, and it is just my desire to meet my Allah. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga doon, غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ Wallah, there isn't anyone like these ashar, the ashar and the poetry of a wali of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And this is his condition. Look at what humility they had before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What type of words here? Mujasa khalq mein koi nahi. He was an arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A high ranking khalifa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi. And he is saying, Mujasa khalq mein koi nahi. Go bad kirdaru namasi. Wallah, there isn't anyone dirty, filthy like me in your creation. Mujasa khalq mein koi nahi. Go bad kirdaru namasi. To bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare gunah to bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab bakhsh de mere sare gunah ab to rahe bas taadame aakhir wird e zuba ae mere ilah la ilaha illa Allah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dil mera ho jaye ek meedan ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaye aab gil dard dil ho dard dil ghair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekhu jidhar allah jalla jalaluhu amma nawalu allahu allah 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 allah Allahu Allah, 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 Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah inche shirin astanam shiro shakkar mi shawad janam tamam Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu Allah 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 La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا رحيم الله يا كريم الله oh most loving Allah most caring Allah most compassionate Allah most tolerant Allah oh most generous Allah يا الله through your infinite فضل كرم grace mercy and ihsan You have gathered us here this evening. Oh, my beloved Allah, these sincere brothers and sisters that have gathered. Ya Allah, they have gathered with one intention, Ya Allah, and that is to get your closeness. Ya Allah, to get your love, to get your muhabbat, to get the closeness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to get the ishq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, they believe in you to be a most generous Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, they have raised their begging bowls before you this part of the evening, before a generous Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, do not return these hands empty-handed, my beloved Allah. You make decision of forgiveness for each and every one that has raised his or her hand this part of the evening. Oh, my beloved Allah, do not send us from here empty-handed. Oh, my beloved Allah, make decision of forgiveness for us. Make decision of forgiveness for our family members. Make decision of forgiveness for our parents. Oh, my beloved Allah, if you make the decision, there is nobody that can come between you and your decision. Oh, my beloved Allah, no matter how dirty we may be, how filthy we may be, my beloved Allah, we know we have transgressed, we know we have disobeyed your commands, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we have displeased you, we have displeased you, my beloved Allah, we have displeased Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Ya Allah, we have come to you, Ya Allah, we are at your door and begging. Oh, my beloved Allah, do not disappoint us. Oh, my beloved Allah, we believe in you to be a most generous Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, have mercy on our parents. Ya Allah, have mercy on our family members. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor sins. Ya Allah, we acknowledge every sin that we have committed. Ya Allah, we know that we have gone off track. We know we have displeased you. But Ya Allah, we are weak servants of yours. We are the weakest of the weak, my beloved Allah, but we have remorse and regret in our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, for us there is no one else besides you. There is no other door besides you. Oh, my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, make decision of forgiveness for us. Make decision of forgiveness for our family members. Make decision of forgiveness for the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know that even though our sins may be more than the waves of the ocean, even though our sins may be more than the grains of sand of the earth. Oh, my beloved Allah, even though our sins may be more than the leaves of the trees of the world put together, Ya Allah, we know, we believe that your maghfirat is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, just one drop of your ocean of maghfirat is sufficient to wash away all our sins. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, draw us towards you with your power of just, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan has overpowered us. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. E mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. Oh, my beloved Allah, you come to our assistance. Ya Allah, take us out of all the filth that we find ourselves in. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our dirty, filthy, napak hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know our hearts are filled with all the filth of this world, all the dirt of this world, all the idols of this world. Oh, my beloved Allah, hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de dil ki dunya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh, my beloved Allah, no matter how far we may have gone from you, we will not lose hope in you, my beloved Allah. Do not leave us to nafs and shaitan, my beloved Allah. Safeguard and protect us. Oh, my beloved Allah. Protect our parents. Protect our children. Protect the whole ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah. Protect
expect our progenies to come up to the time of Qiyamah. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, today there is no more love and affection. Ya Allah, because of our indifference to your commands. Ya Allah, and because of us breaking your commands. Ya Allah, you have changed the condition of our hearts. Oh, my beloved Allah, there is no more love left between our hearts. Ya Allah, there is no more unity. Oh, my beloved Allah, parents are separated from children. Oh, my beloved Allah, brothers and sisters are not talking to each other. Brothers and sisters are enemies of one another. Oh, my beloved Allah, parents have become enemies of their children. Children have become enemies of their parents. Oh, my beloved Allah, what is the condition and the plight of that ummah which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and cried and cried for? And he begged and he begged and he begged you for his ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, what sacrifices Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for his ummah. Today that ummah, in all the vices, in all the evils, my beloved Allah, oh, my beloved Allah, in drugs we find the Muslims, in all the evils we find the Muslims. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove us from all our weaknesses. Ya Allah, remove us from all the filth and all the evil and vices. Oh, my beloved Allah, you have power over everything. Oh, my beloved Allah, if you made the decision for us to change this evening, oh, my beloved Allah, nobody is going to question you. Why you change the hearts of those that raise their hands at this part of the night? Oh, my beloved Allah, we have faith in you. We have yaqeen in you. Oh, my beloved Allah, ab to maaf kar de. Maaf kar de. Hamari halat ko badal de. Oh, my beloved Allah, give unity between the hearts of parents and children. Oh, my beloved Allah, bring unity between the hearts of husbands and wives. Oh, my beloved Allah, so many homes, there's problems between husbands and wives, my beloved Allah. What times of problems there are between husbands and wives. Oh, my beloved Allah, you, we ask for your assistance, my beloved Allah. Change these conditions. Bring about conditions of muhabbat, love and affection between husbands and wives. Oh, my beloved Allah, bring understanding between parents and children. Oh, my beloved Allah, bring muhabbat between brothers and sisters. Oh, my beloved Allah, if it is because of the wealth of this world that we have distanced ourselves from one another and we have become enemies of one another, oh, my beloved Allah, give us the ability, give us the courage, my beloved Allah, to ask for forgiveness. Oh, my beloved Allah, asking for forgiveness is not going to make us small. Oh, my beloved Allah, it will gain us respect and honor, my beloved Allah. If we have to pay back to whomsoever, oh, my beloved Allah, you give us the courage to pay back to whomsoever, whatever may be due. Oh, my beloved Allah, let us forego our rights for the rights of our other Muslim brothers and sisters. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition and the plight of the Muslim Ummah. Ya Allah, Haramain Sharifain ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Masjidul Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, Musalman pareshan hal hai. Ya Allah, there is nobody to pass a hand of affection over the heads of the Muslim Ummah. Oh, my beloved Allah, have mercy on the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, our young children, Ya Allah, grant them your protection. Oh, my beloved Allah, safeguard them from all sides. Ya Allah, especially those students that have come to this madrasa, Ya Allah, to learn the Quran and Majid, and those that are around the world that are learning and memorizing the Quran and Majid. Oh, my beloved Allah, you make it easy for each and every one of them. Oh, my beloved Allah, make each and every one of them a guiding star. There is nothing difficult for you. Ya Allah, each and everyone that is seated here, make it from the awliya-i siddiqeen. Make each and everyone pious, my beloved Allah. Make each and everyone muttaqi, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, fill each and everyone's heart with your love. Ya Allah, fill each and everyone's heart with the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to fulfill all your commands. Oh, my beloved Allah, give us so much of love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that to practice upon every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes easy and pleasurable for us. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know how to ask you, what to ask you. Oh my beloved Allah, you have mercy on our condition. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the best in this world and grant us the best in the Akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, all the du'as and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for, Ya Allah, all his life, and especially on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, Ya Allah, what would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask you for? When he touched the Rukni Yamani, that which he asked you for. When he kissed the Hajar-e Aswad, oh my beloved Allah, that which he asked you for. When he attached himself to the Multasam, oh my beloved Allah, all the du'as and what times of du'as he must have made at that time. Oh my beloved Allah, what a scene it must have been. A Masoom Nabi attaching himself to the Multasam and crying and begging of you. Oh my beloved Allah, after reading Salah in the Hatim, the Masoom Nabi raising his ass, raising his hands and asking of you, oh my beloved Allah, after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for, Ya Allah, at Maqam Ibrahim, that with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for, Ya Allah, in Mina and Muzdalifa, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for, at Safan, Marwa, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for, and my beloved Allah, at Arafat, from Zuhar till Maghrib, that Masoom Nabi raising his hands and crying and crying and begging of you, oh my beloved Allah, all the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness, bless our parents with that goodness, bless our families with that goodness, bless our children with that goodness, bless our near and dear ones with that goodness, those that have requested us to make du'as for them, bless them with that goodness, oh my beloved Allah, those that have did us any favors, whether it is as far as the deen or dunya is concerned, bless them with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that goodness. And oh my beloved Allah, our progenies up to the time of Qiyamah, bless them with that goodness. And all the evil that Sayyiduna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for protection from, Ya Allah, grant us, our parents, our children, our families, our near and dear ones, and the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, and our progenies to come up to the time of Qiyamah, protect them from all that evil. Ya Allah, when our time of maud comes, Ya Allah, take us away to Madina Tayyiba. Ya Allah, grant us a maud in Madina Tayyiba, who is deciding salat and salah before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us a place in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, tamanna hai ki gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Oh my beloved Allah, if a maud is not destined there, then wherever it is going to be our time of maud. Oh my beloved Allah, because of our evil actions, Ya Allah, because of our displeasing you, do not deprive us of a good death, my beloved Allah. Let us be engaged in such an action at the time of maud that is pleasing to you and pleasing to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, let Malakul Maud not visit us while we engage in any type of your displeasure, whilst we popping drugs into our mouths, oh Ya Allah, whilst we are engaged in any haram action and activity. Oh my beloved Allah, save us from an evil maud. We do not know when Malakul Maud is going to strike. Oh my beloved Allah, whenever it is going to be, grant us a Mubarak Maud, grant us a pleasant Maud, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, at the time of Maud, do not deprive us of the Kalima Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alamin.